My name is Hugh Loebner. I'm the sponsor of the Loebner Prize for Artificial Intelligence, which is a Turing test. I started the competition for a variety of reasons. One, self-aggrandizement. Number two, I've always wanted 100% unemployment without any diminution of production or consumption. So the really difficult problem will be how to distribute it and how to reorganize society. Especially now that you have 3D printing, it may be much faster than I thought. And I thought that this might expedite the development of artificial intelligence to the point where computers could replace humans. Also, it was an experiment. I have a PhD in sociology, demography, population studies. But society is chaotic. You know, chaos theory, the slightest initial change would produce a big result. And they had been discussing the Turing test for 40 years by the time I started this. Alan Turing proposed his test in 1950. Now we're up to 1990. And it seemed to me that whoever started out with the contest would break symmetry. You know about symmetry breaking, right? So if you get a globe of water, any way you turn it, it's the same. It's infinite symmetry. But once you freeze it, it's not the same. You can't spin it around because you've got these flaws in it. And if you look at a social thing like society on the dimension of the first Turing test, there was no first Turing test. So if each person is considered a little vector pointing this way and that way, so forth, you know, it's all over, like the water molecules each way. But once there was the first Turing test, the Loebner Prize, everything pointed in that direction. And that's symmetry breaking. It's no longer, you can't look at it all the way. So it's famous symmetry breaking. That's one of my contributions to knowledge. I would say that any entity that could pass the Turing test would do pretty well on most any other test, you know, by definition. The idea that you can create a machine that could think is pretty interesting. Here's the problem. How many medals should I have cast? You know, so I had 50 cast. Would it be 50 years? Maybe. I don't know. I really, you know, I can't say that. People want my opinions about this. I really don't know. It probably will be after I'm dead. I've got, 20 medals left, 22 medals left. Somebody will have to be around to give them out or whatever.